You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast yet again. It's the fourth day of the Killarney July Festival and we've got seven races for you yet again. The usual split, four on the flat and three National Hunt races for you, the pick of which comes in the shape of the 8-10, which is a very competitive looking 2 mile 6 handicap hurdle, which we'll get onto later on in the programme. We begin with a mile 3 handicap at 5.25 and the key to that race was very much the outcome of a similar contest at Nace on the 7th of July when Power Drive came out on top for the informed Charles O'Brien stable and Eos and Cash Queen were second and third respectively. It was a rather odd race because the field got splintered early on. There was a couple of horses that shot off in front and Eos picked up the running with two furlongs to run, faded late on. Power Drive basically was in front when the music stopped and the big eye-catching finisher was Cash Queen, who was drawn badly and ended up finishing never near a third. Just based on that performance alone, I would suggest that Adrian McGuinness's three-odd Cash Queen could come out on top here tonight in a more evenly run race. Eos looked as though he didn't get home over a mile and a quarter in that race, and she was much more impressive over a mile. Not sure whether a mile three is going to be Joseph O'Brien's charges ideal distance. So I'm going to go with Cash Queen here because I like what I saw the last day. Definitely getting better the further this horse gets stepped up in trip, and could provide Adrian McGuinness with a timely winner.
Race two.
On to the 6 o'clock. Not a particularly strong race competition-wise here, only really a couple of horses count. And it all depends who you believe is the better trainer of a maiden race of this nature, i.e. Joseph O'Brien or Willie Mullins. Both of them, of course, top-class trainers in their own right. But I'm very much in the Joseph O'Brien camp at the moment. This guy is a simply different class to quite a few of his Irish compatriots. The things that he's doing at the moment over there is quite sensational. Of course, Latrobe won the Irish Derby for him, and things are just going strength to strength for Aidan's son. And he's got a nice horse here by Sear the Stars called High Mount, who was a runner-up behind Lethal Power at Roscommon the last day. And that was a really good introduction because the winner had several previous runs and had more of experience than him. But I do like the way this three-year-old knuckled down to the task at hand. He probably would have won with a little bit more experience under his belt. He just ran green in the last two or three furlongs. And he's a similar type in many respects to Legal Spin, who finished second to one of Aidan O'Brien down in Cork called Victory Salute. He also showed with a good deal of promise. But it's got to be Joseph O'Brien for me here with High Mount. And 13 away, I think that represents a really good bet there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the 6:30 then, and this is almost like a little bit of a mini warm-up, one would imagine, for horses for the Galway Festival, only just round the corner. Ivanich Gorbachev, he's been a little bit in and out in the last few seasons since winning the Triumph Hurdle. Connections are desperate to get him back on track, and they give him a spin over hurdles just to perhaps get a little bit of confidence back. Peregrine Run will probably be, no doubt, Galway plate bound, as he bids to make up for his fall at Ayr when last seen in a Grade 2. But this really should play into the hands of Wicklow Brave, who was runner-up in the Grimes Hurdle the other day down in Tipperary behind Joey Sasser. Unfortunately, he got softened up a little bit that day. He usually likes to make the run-in. And there was another horse in the race that took him on. And in the end, he paid for those early exertions by not having as much left in the locker as anticipated late on. That said, it was still a big time figure and he beat the rest of the field fairly comfortably. Although he's an odds-on shot this morning, with his flat speed, I do think Wicklow Brave is by far and away the most likely winner there of the 6:30.
Race four.
On to the 7:05, and all eyes no doubt here will be on Townend, who really should, in all intents and purposes, be taking this off a mark of just 67. This could be a little bit of a genius bit of placing here by Willie Mullins and Connections. Don't forget this horse was a good 140 horse over fences, but he never really got on with the larger obstacles, albeit at the early part of his career he looked as though he was going to be a little bit of a money spinner, but he tended to get a little bit lower and lower as the time went on, and one or two mistakes crept into his game. He certainly got a good flat speed to recover from some of the errors he has been making, and there's no doubt that going back out on the flat is a wise move. Sometimes it doesn't always come off, however, these horses that look extremely well handicapped. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Dixie Highway here. Was a volleyballer back at double figure odds this morning, ran about 10 or 12 to 1, but that looks a massive price for Patrick Flynn's 7-year-old because he's been in really good form of late on the flat. He was a good winner at Tipperary, two starts ago on soft ground, staying on strongly. He ran really well last time at Garran in a mile and a half handicap, and that track was the scene of his latest effort at Garran the other day when he split Ingubby McKenzie and Messi. Now, these two horses ran here on the card in a flat race and a jump race the other night. Ingubby McKenzie won and Messi was second. The time figure suggested that form's really good, and the fact that Dixie Highway was trying to give the winner £10, he virtually faced an impossible task up against Ewan Dawes, improving four-year-old. So he's got a really good chance here off bottom weight. He only carries 8 stone 4. And I just think he's quite well handicapped despite he's a 7-year-old. So Dixie Highway, if you can get a nice each-way bet on him, he'll do for me in the 7.05.
Race 5.
On to the 7.35. A little bit of a good news, bad news race in many respects. The bad news is that Just Janice doesn't run, which obviously isn't great for John Keighley and his supporters with her looking as though this was a penalty kick. But the good news for punters is this race now becomes wide open because all three have got some kind of chance on the pick of their form. The fact that Queen Kalanise is only rated 88 and is 0 from 19 suggests that this race won't take a great deal of winning. Sindar Sandy has been a little bit disappointing on her last two runs on the flat, including only beating two home at Bellistown the last day. So process elimination leads me to Foxy Lass here, and you know she's not exactly the most reliable of horses either. She was well beaten last time out in Ballinrobe when, to be fair, she was in quite a hot little race, and she's probably better judged on several of her runs last season when, of course, she was a winner at the same track in a maiden hurdle. She's quite a substantial filly, actually. She's quite a nice type, so I do feel as though she's got every chance of finally getting the head back in front again in what only has to be said is a really weak affair.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.10, then, and probably my best bet on the card runs here. The Shape of Babbling Stream from the Henry de Bromhead stable, ridden by the useful £7 conditional Hugh Morgan, who quite clearly gets on with his gelding by authorised. And there was seen a good effect at Bellistown the other day in a similar race to this, when they stayed him very strongly in the latter stages to beat the heavily gambled on favourite Bhutan in a driving finish. And a repeat of that performance, based on the time figure that he produced on that occasion, would certainly suggest to me he's going to be quite difficult to beat here. Obviously, Bargy Lady's got to be respected, having finished second at Kilbeggan the last day. And, of course, if she stays the 2.6 trip, she'll be a player. I'm certainly keeping my eye on View Morgan Morvan in view to a race at perhaps Ballybrit in a couple of weeks' time, because this horse finished fifth and second respectively in two of the hottest handicap chases I got my speed figures last season in Ireland at Leopardstown. Something like the Galway Blazers might be that horse, because I don't think he'll get into the plate off a mark of 128, but he's definitely one worth keeping an eye on. But surely with that race around the corner, spin over hurdles is only a stepping stone to perhaps future glories at Ballybrit. So Babbling Stream, with everything in his favour, is my best bet in the card there in the 8.10.
And the final race.
On to the final race. This looks a pretty weak affair. Obviously, one or two unraced horses and a few difficult to assess. Johnny Craig, not a bad type, but the fact that he was beaten quite away the other day at Kilbeggan, he didn't look that one of the stable's more promising stars, let's say, when a disappointing jolly at 5-4. So I'm going to go with Kilbarry Way from the Colin O'Keefe stable, who I thought ran quite well the other day down in Wexford when finding the track a little bit too sharp for him. But he started quite eye-catchingly in the latter stages to finish and never near his second behind a nice horse of Willie Mullins's. And on this better ground tonight, with that run under his belt, she just might have a slight advantage, but certainly the value pick anyway over the favourite there in the final race. Thanks very much once again for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Thursday when we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race flat programme at Leopardstown beginning at 5.30. So until then, it's goodbye from me as usual. Bye now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.